Our guest at the cafe this morning is the chairman of the Hunt County Historical Commission, Carol Taylor. Carol, good morning.
Good morning.
Carol writes a blog on Hunt County and Northeast Texas history, and interesting story recently that I read from you. It has to do, we're going to get to the main point here in a minute, but it has to do in modern times, in fact, right now, the fact that in Fannin County and Bonham, they are restoring the courthouse there to its original appearance, and that's a huge project.
Oh, yes.
Going on up there. It's going to be going on for quite a while yet. But the Carol story is related to this in that in Fannin County, and this was south of Bonham, in years gone by, there was a limestone quarry there, and it was a very successful place for the mining and use of limestone. And of course, limestone was used in the original construction of the Fannin County Courthouse and many other courthouses. But this was at the little community of Gober, south of Bonham.
And what is even more interesting is my husband's office manager, it lives in Gober.
Mm-hmm.
Her family and have moved there, came there from Greece.
Mm.
And when Mike showed her my article, and she had never heard of this.
I'm sure that's not uncommon. Very often people don't know much about their local history. It was called the place, I guess, the area there where the limestone was called the Gober Chalk.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, you've heard of Austin chalk.
Right. And I was going to say, we think of limestone as being more so something that is mined in central Texas. And whereas, as you say in your article, this is mostly blackland prairie around here. But for whatever reason, that area around Gober and just south of Bonham was rich with limestone.
Yes.
And you tell the story about William Floyd and Elizabeth Ford Floyd coming to Fannin County from Tennessee in 1859. And but this quarry was already working at that time, and William Floyd, industrious man that he was, bought it.
Yes.
Yeah.
And was very successful. Yeah, you know, because there's not much rock under this black soil.
Sure, and this is a quarry of about 6,000 acres there.
Yes.
in the Gober area.
And I assume that this is south of that new lake.
Oh yes, it would be right. Right, because both of those projects are north of Bonham. Anyway, this comes from a story that Carol read. It is giving credit to in the Texas Historical Commission, or with produced by the Texas Historical Commission, and Rob Hodges was the particular author. But the limestone. And we're talking with Carol Taylor, as Carol's the chairman of the Hunt County Historical Commission. The limestone was kind of a yellow-colored limestone.
Right. A good example of it is in Clarksville at the Red River County Courthouse.
Mm-hmm.
And if you ever get a chance to go up there and are there on business hours during the week, go look at the courthouse and then go in and ask them if you can go to the courtroom. It is a beautiful building.
Mm-hmm.
And they have redone it, and they had, when they were doing it, they had a couple of pieces of that Gober.
Uh-huh. Limestone.
Limestone.
Yeah.
That was broken. And so they, the descendant who owned that quarry allowed them to go in and get stones to match.
That's an interesting part of this story. The quarry closed, you said, in 1904?
Yes.
I wonder why it closed.
They died.
They just expended the limestone that was available to mine for the most part.
No, I think there was still some there. The Mr. and Mrs. Floyd had passed away.
Oh, okay.
Their children evidently were not interested, but they didn't sell it. There was a granddaughter or a great-granddaughter who owned that piece of property.
Interesting.
And she very willingly, and she's still living.
Well, that suggests that that conceivably it could still be mined for limestone then, yeah, if someone chose to do it.
Yeah.
Isn't that interesting?
But she allowed them to go in on the Red River County Courthouse,
uh-huh,
and now she's allowed them to go in, and they're working on the bottom.
Yeah, the Fannin County Courthouse.
Right.
So in 2000, they remodeled the Red River County Courthouse, and she allowed them to go and pull limestone so it would match the original construction in Red River County, and now they're doing the same thing in Fannin County.
Yes.
Yeah. So that is very interesting, and I'm surprised. I wonder why someone hasn't continued to mine that quarry. It's the choice of course, the people who own it, but
yes,
you would think at some point that might be reactive,
yes,
again, or reactivated and active again.
Yes.
So that is interesting, because we don't think of obviously limestone as being one of the typical things that is part of the landscape of Northeast Texas, but there it is in Fannin County, and it's still there. All right, Carol, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us over the phone line this morning.
Thank you.
Carol Taylor is the chairman of the Hunt County Historical Commission. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.